Before you get into this episode, I want to invite you to join me on May 1st for a free live workshop. It's called Feedback Fixer Upper, How to Reshape Poor Performance with Your Words. You can sign up at awesomeleader.com/monthly-workshop or go to awesomeleader.com and look for workshops. Again, this is May 1st. It's 9 in the morning Pacific, 12 Eastern. It's free. Join me, and I will now let you get to this episode of The Leadership Shot. Leaders have a choice. You have a choice. You can choose to lead or not. I don't want you to necessarily hear this and then quit your job, yet I do want to push you towards the idea of choice. I want you to move willingly towards and into leadership on the outside and on the inside. No internal dilemmas, tantrums, fears, guilt, anything about what it means to be a leader. And that's one of the reasons why in September, for each workday, I've been sharing a short video lesson. This podcast episode summarizes 5 of those back to leadership school lessons. Again, want to bring you back to the idea of choice, bring you back to the idea of leadership. You don't need supplies, you just need a few minutes each day. And again, this episode is going to summarize 5 lessons for you. It's time to go back to leadership school. Join me. I'm Lila Bullingtown. I'm an executive coach and the creator of Awesome Leader. I've coached founders, VPs, and C-suite executives worldwide for over 25 years. I make it easier for leaders to make decisions, guide their teams, have difficult conversations, and have fun in their roles. Yes, it's possible. I love what I do, and I love my clients. My number one passion is making it easier to lead and manage teams, no matter what your title is. And in my online coaching and training programs, I create leadership ease through 15-minute lessons and weekly group coaching. In this podcast, you can experience some of that micro-learning. This podcast is a weekly shot of tangible leadership advice. All episodes are under 15 minutes. Let's get started. In the previous episode, I shared 5 lessons for back to leadership school. Today, I have 5 more lessons for you, and you can watch all of them at awesomeleader.com/back-to-school. You can find them all there. But before I dive in, I want to remind you of the most important lesson of all. Leaders have a choice. All leaders have a choice. No one is forcing leadership on you. This is a choice you make, and I want to make it easier for you. So I hope you're listening now because you've chosen to be a better leader and you've said, you know what? I've got a few minutes each day. If I'm not going to watch Lila's lessons online at awesomeleader.com or find her on Instagram and LinkedIn, I'm going to listen to this podcast. The previous episode had lessons 1 through 5. Now I'm going to go through lessons 6 through 10. Then later this week, I will wrap up all of the lessons for you and you'll have the rest of them. All right, lesson number 6, what's one easy item and why? In lesson number 5, I asked you to brainstorm and list easy and hard items that you have to do as a leader, tasks, behaviors, the things that you have on your plate. Now I want you to go to that list and I want to pick one item. I want you to pick one item that you listed as easy. What's the task? How does it help you, your team, the company? Why is it easy for you to do this as a leader? What are you saying and doing? What do you feel as you accomplish this? I want you to understand, really learn why this certain item, task, meeting, behavior, whatever it is, why it feels easy, more natural, automatic. This is really key to growing as a leader, identifying tasks and understanding the emotions and purpose behind them. Now, if this step feels too easy, you might be tempted to skip it. Please avoid that. What's easy to do now for you might be something you worked hard to learn. And it's important to know what you've mastered so you can recognize it and think about how to foster that skill in the leaders you coach. So lesson number 6, brainstorm, think about what's one easy item. Why is it easy? What are you saying, doing, feeling, who's there, all of that. Lesson number 7, probably no guess to you when you hear this. This is what's one hard thing on your list and why does it feel hard? Opposite of what you just did there. You have a task, responsibility, a thing you do as a leader, and it's one that's on this dreaded, hard, difficult list. You just go, really don't want to do it. It's something you know you need to do, yet it's not something that comes to you naturally. It takes more time, more effort, more emotion for you. I want you to understand the why behind the hard task. That's just as important as the why behind the easy task. Is it giving tough feedback to a top performer? Is it pushing back to a stakeholder, maybe to a peer? Is it creating engagement in your team when times are uncertain? What is hard and why? And if you feel stuck with this, or you just feel a sense of like it's hard to get started, try this. Set a timer for 2 minutes and just start talking. I would even say just start to record yourself. Talk to yourself. Talk about why it's hard. Just talk. No judgment. Just keep thinking and talking. And things will come to you. Once you start talking, you'll be able to get some ideas and start writing. So it's a little bit like free writing. You're just free talking. Why is this hard? Why don't I like to do that? What time of the day is it? Like, really just start to get some ideas going. Because again, we want to understand what might be some blocks that you have, some hesitations about these hard tasks that you have. I'm asking you just to think about one of them, and I'm hoping then you repeat this learning for those other hard tasks. So that's lesson number 7. Lesson number 8, it's time to identify your stakeholders. Stakeholders are more than the people you work with. They have an interest in your work and your experience. Some piece of what you're doing each day impacts your stakeholders. They care about the work you do. Maybe they care about all of it. Maybe they only care about one part of it. And your stakeholders might not actually care for you and your career. That's okay. That's not their job. Don't overthink this. I want you to think about, who am I influencing, impacting the work that I do? Who actually benefits from it? Who are the people I collaborate with? So I want you to identify those stakeholders, write them down. In terms of stakeholders, I also want you to think about formal and informal stakeholders. In the online video for this lesson, I filmed it in my yard, and behind me was my kid's slide. They're too big to ride that slide right now. Yet I did that on purpose and referenced it because I wanted to bring up the idea of informal stakeholders. My children are some of my informal stakeholders. What they want, the roles they play, the role I play with them, all of that impacts my work. They're just not necessarily always seen as stakeholders. So I'm just calling them informal right now, even though sometimes I really felt like they were more involved in my work than I wanted them to be. Purpose there is for you to think about, you have work setting stakeholders, and then you have some who are informal, people who are outside of your work environment, even if your work environment is your kitchen table, a nook in your house, if you're still working at home, if you've been remote first, people who are outside of your work setting. So think about those stakeholders as well. Many leaders have never really thought about identifying their stakeholders. Really, that's not you. You're going to create a list of them. And that leads us to lesson number 9, which is to categorize your stakeholders. Now, once you've brainstormed about those stakeholders, I want you to organize that list into categories. And then I'll bring up the final category in a moment that many leaders forget to think about. Here are the common groups of stakeholders in the order most leaders approach this exercise. Number 1, your manager. Number 2, your direct reports. Number 3, internal, external customers and clients. Number 4, peers. And then here's the one you don't think about. Number 5, most people don't think about. It's you. Yeah, you're a stakeholder. You're one of your own stakeholders. What are you doing for yourself? What are you doing to help yourself grow your leadership skills? Watching these videos, listening to this podcast, participating in Back to Leadership School? Yes. Seriously though, you are one of your stakeholders. So think about these groups: your manager, direct reports, internal, external customers and clients, peers, and then yourself. Think about these people, put them in lists, and then understand, hey, you know what? Maybe now I'm missing a few people. Maybe I want to think about peers outside my department. Yes, definitely, by the way. So you've started thinking about your stakeholders, and in this lesson, you are listing and categorizing them. Some of those names may make you smile, and some make you groan or grimace, right? Don't worry about that. Just get those names down and get them into lists. All right, then the final lesson for this episode of the podcast, lesson number 10, who's a difficult stakeholder? We all have at least one stakeholder we just don't love working with, or maybe we don't even like working with them. I don't want you to change your feelings about this person. That's not the goal. Ideally, would I want you to change your feelings? Sure. However, that's not necessary, not the goal. I want you to understand those feelings you have. So as you review your list of stakeholders and the categories, one person will probably come up as someone you don't enjoy partnering with. Maybe it doesn't feel like a partnership at all. I want you to get to know more about that person. Who? What are they doing? How often do you interact with them? Why do you feel this way? What are you giving them? What are they giving you? What are you saying to them? All of those things. Just really kind of sit in that feeling of like, this is a difficult stakeholder. Don't rush through your thinking. Really spend time, like I said, sitting in this UGG about this person. They are still one of your stakeholders. And yeah, you could choose not to figure out your feelings. You could choose not to learn why you hesitate to deepen your partnership with them. However, unless they're doing illegal or unethical work or they're an evil person, the stakeholder probably won't go away fast. And to be a strong leader, an awesome leader, you need to understand the motivations of all of your stakeholders and be clear on how you feel when working with each of them. I want you to give your best to everyone. I know you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And this isn't about being friends with everyone. It's about clarity on what you get paid to do as a leader and tracking your progress against company and personal goals. So you're going to have some people you love to work with and those you don't. I want you to understand the people who feel difficult to you. Learn more about them. Okay, so those were five more back to school leadership lessons for you. Let me recap. What's an easy item on your list? Why is it easy? What's a hard item on your list? Why is it like that? Identify your stakeholders, categorize them, and then who's a difficult stakeholder? In the next episode, I will share more lessons with you, back to school leadership lessons, and catch you all up. If you'd like to watch those lessons, you can find them on Instagram at Ask Awesome Leader, or you can go to my website, awesomeleader.com, go to resources, and you'll be able to see back to school training. Thanks for taking some time to get back into the feeling of being a leader. And if these things feel easy, that's good. All right, you can do it. It's all adding up. It's all part of your dedication to really getting to think about how to become a better leader, an awesome leader. Take a few minutes each day to go back to why you're here as a leader. I've got you covered, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Before you go, please hit subscribe or click to follow this podcast. This tells me that the content I'm sharing is helping you, your team, and your company. You'll also learn when the next episode drops. And if you'd like weekly emails from me with more tips on how to move your leadership towards awesome, visit awesomeleader.com/podcast. You'll receive notifications of free webinars and free resources. Also, if you'd like to learn how to bring the first and only online leadership program with lessons under 15 minutes to your team, visit awesomeleader.com. You'll learn all about my online coaching and training program, and you can check out a lesson for free. Thanks for listening to the Leadership Shot.